Millions is brought to you by Leverage.ph and CocoaPod Club.
Hi guys, this is again Millions, an in-depth discussions of business and personal finance for millennials by millennials. So again, this is Francis. Here with me today is Dominic Pimentel from PNB.
Hi.
We also have Don Soriano as an independent advisor. And we also have Gio De Rosario as advisor or something like that, you know. So for today's topic is, since we have made your first million, how do we spend your million? Okay. If you had a million, how would you spend it? You
know? I would be spending it sa travels talaga.
Travels.
Oh, travels.
So, yung kasama sa travel, mag-isa ka lang?
Pwede naman. Or I can bring my family.
Your family? Diba? Oh, okay. Grabe naman. So,
family-oriented.
So, family-oriented.
May pamilya ka na ba? May asawa, pamilya ka na ba, Doms? Parang di ko nakalala.
Well, siguro, ano, kapag time 1 million, may asawa, tanak na ako nun, di ba?
Oh, diba? Ah, okay.
Alam mo, Next year. Bibilin ko.
Okay. No? Sige. Ikaw. Ang sino man ang sagot mo, pare. Sober seryoso. Anyways, Don, ikaw.
Wala akong nagawa ko na. So,
bumili ka ng kotse.
Diba? Oh, bumili ako ng kotse. So, bumili akong sports car nung kumita ako ng malaki sa network marketing before. Na naubos talaga. So, no, don't do it.
How about you, Gio? Ito. Let's rephrase. Kasi sober seryoso naman ang sagot nila eh. Pag kunyari, naglalakad tayo sa kalye. Nakita tayo sa Starbucks. Nakita mo ako tumatakbo. May dala akong paper bag. Inabot ko sa yung paper bag. May isang million sa loob ng paper bag. Sinabi ko sa'yo, Gio, sa'yo na lang to.
Kailangan mo busin.
Yari ka.
Sa loob ng isang ano, sa loob ng isang linggo.
Oo. Anong gagawin mo sa isang million?
What I would do is, I actually do the same thing he would do. But instead of buying like a sports car, I'd buy 3 cars. And then...
Kulang, bro.
Kulang yun.
Kulang, bro. Dapat 10 million sinabi mo, pare.
Mga isa lang. Ngayon. Tapos ipa-Uber mo.
The small cars.
Seryoso pa din.
Pwede.
Then Uber it away.
Seryoso pa din yun? Yung sagot ni Gio?
Uber! Seryoso!
Walang bilis lang parang 1 million eh. Casino ka lang, tapos yun.
Oo nga, pwede.
Isang taya lang yun, bro.
Pwede, double the money.
Double or no.
Double or nothing, di ba? So what else? What else can you do with 1 million pesos?
Million? Not too much, to be honest. Well, actually, yun nga eh. People always want to be millionaires, no? Pero sa totoo lang, para sa akin, pare kulang eh. 1M, ano mabibili mo sa 1M? Buy sa Cavite. Pero yung outskirts na Cavite. Diba? If you want a condo here, pare, 3M, 2M. Kulang. So I think 1M is really sobrang baba. And in terms of spending, pare, can spend it in 5 minutes. Invest. Ipasok ko lang yan sa isang...
Invest mo sa amin dito sa Leverage, di ba? Pwede.
Oh, pwede.
Super. Invest ko rin sa insurance. Pwede, di ba? Pwede ko rin pasok sa deposit ni Doms.
Pwede. Pwede.
Speaking of that, I think one way to spend it, para invest it in shady deals. Di ba?
Anong klase shady deals?
Uy, kunyari, nagpa-promise sa'yo ng, I'll double your money in 5 months, 6 months. That's shady.
Oh, pwede.
Di ba? Or 3 months. Ang daming ganyan.
Pwede.
Sure lose ka dyan. Or sure win ka rin.
Ang usap nyo naman, wala man lang bibilisin nyo ng babae or something like that. Wala man ganun. Ikaw, wala mong pinapondahan dyan.
Wala.
Wala kang scroller. Scroller pala.
Wala. Siguro gawin ko lang scroll ng sarili ko.
Wholesome pa din.
What else guys? What else would you do with the 1 million? Hirap no? Pag kumita ka na 1 million, di mo alam kung anong gagawin mo. Diba? Mahirap na mag-isip pa paano kumita yung 1 million. Mahirap pa isipin paano gastos yung 1 million. So it proves to everyone na it doesn't mean na may 1 million ka, madali din gastos.
Eh, ikaw Francis, saan mo spend yung 1 million if ever?
Ako? Gastos ko sa sarili ko.
Okay.
Hindi ako
Hindi mo ba kami bibigyan kaming tatlo? Hindi mo kami bibigyan kaming tatlo ngayon?
Hindi ko bibigyan. Hindi, gagawin ko, invest ko. Then gusto ko yung parang may income generating every month agad. Like for example, if I invest yung 1 million ko, binagsabi sa akin, it will produce 5% per month. Okay. Doon ko nilagay, di ba? May 50,000 ako kada buwan, perpetual.
Seryoso naman yun. Yung mga anong sagot. May bibilhin ka ba?
Oo nga, invest ko muna. Keep up akitayan ko. Yun yung gagamitin ko pang bilhin ng mga kalawal.
Well, makes sense pa.
Diba?
Okay.
Ayoko na one night lang eh. So, multiple nights.
Passive.
Diba? Passive nights.
Passive investment.
Passive investments. Oh, so may question daw tayo sa isang caller natin, guys. Wait, patawag natin. Wait, ito yung caller natin.
Hi, so I'm Camille. At may tanong ako.
Hi, Camille.
Since you're all talking about 1 million, syempre ako, hindi ko pa natikman yan. Pero, it looks like such a big number, right? Like, 1 million. Pero, is 1 million enough to really live comfortably? Kasi parang, when you see 1 million, parang wow, daming zeros. Pero is it really enough? Or, in your opinion, siguro, gano'ng katagal can 1 million, you know, keep you alive?
Kaya na ba yun ng isang taon? Yung 1 million?
Kaya.
Depends on your lifestyle.
Ang laki naman ng income mo, Doms. Parang 1 million ata kinikita mo sa araw. Isang buwan na. Para pag ano, pag matipid ka, kaya. Ikaw naman.
Kaya.
Sa akin, as I said earlier, it's lifestyle talaga. So, I believe the best, if you live the life of a student, and you continue to live the life of a student, not a student who just got a million, I think it would last fairly, what's this, some time. But, I wouldn't stick, for me personally, I wouldn't be comfortable if I just had 1 million. Because, after the 1 million is gone, what happens? So, I have to make sure that I get the 1 million again. That's when I can declare that I can live comfortably.
Well, to be honest, no, yung 1M, actually, it reminds me of D. Harv Eker when he said yung having this container for money. Uh-huh. Kasi, di ba, alam naman natin lahat, like, yung mga...
Pero hindi ka ba lugi doon? Nakita mo sa Facebook ba yung 52-week challenge? Nakita mo ba yun?
Ah, dude, di ko nakita. Ano yun?
Lugi ka doon eh. Yung sasabi nila.
Like, Harve?
Yung nasa Facebook yun uso na. You put a coin, something...
It's the double mo everyday.
Everyday lalagyan mo. Hindi kasi
ako... Double ba siya or like parang may certain...
I don't know.
Oh, from piso to 2 pesos, 3 pesos, 4 pesos, ganun. Parang
following
niya. Yeah. Hindi ka ba lugi sa ganun?
Well... Actually, hindi ka naman lugi. Pero yung question kasi, at the end of the 52 weeks, saan nila nilagay yung pera? Usually, ang after 52 weeks, gagamitin nila yung pang luxuries and whatnot, diba? So, kung i-invest nila yan, sana, panalo, diba? Yeah. Pero hindi, usually, pang walwal lang nila yan eh.
Yeah.
Pero going back to the question, I don't think, to be honest, 1M isn't really enough to live comfortably. Kasi kung titignan mo, pare, education pa lang ng mga anak, buying your own house, kotse, 1 million kulang talaga siya. And people always want to be billionaires in the Philippines, pero never. I don't think it's enough anymore.
Tama
naman. Maybe before pwede, pero ngayon hindi na.
Wait, we have another question from our listener.
So, okay. Dito naman related naman to sa psychology ng mga tao. Kasi 'di ba parang kunwari, tumaya ako sa Lotto. I got 1 million. Wow, 'di ba? And then you see people, they're changing their personalities, they're changing how they live, ganyan. So, what are your thoughts about that naman? About yung change na nangyayari sa kanila once they get that sweet 1 million pesos.
Ako for me, masasabi ko lang dyan, money is not the no. Money doesn't change a person. It only expounds your aura or amplify your current character. So for example, kung ikaw dati ka na spender or you like go like shopping or like drinking. So if you have more money, you drink a lot more. If you have more money, you spend a lot more. So basically, ganun lang naman. But like for example, sabi mo ba negosyante, who likes making money? So if you give money to that kind of person or if they've earned that kind of money, then they would use that money to generate more income for them. Anything that you want to add, Doms or Don, about it?
I agree with Francis, no, in terms of changing personality, it only emphasizes it. What your personality is when you're not rich versus when you get the money, i-emphasize lang yan. And at the end of the day, you know, with regard to 1 million, whether keeping it or spending it, it's really dependent on your financial thermostat. Diba? Are you guys familiar with it, guys? Yung financial thermostat? Kasi,
no, I'm not.
Like, for example, sa room na to, diba? The temperature is, let's say, 21 degrees. If yung sa labas ng kwarto, it's really hot, what will happen to the temperature of the room? Tataas yung temperature, iinit yung room. Pero yung aircon, will kick back in and bring that temperature from, let's say, tumaas siya to 28 degrees, gagawin niya 21. At the same time, kung malamig sa labas, yung room, papalamigin niya. Pero the aircon will always kick back in to bring that to the financial thermostat. So in terms of financial thermostat, getting that extra money doesn't really change anybody. Ang nangyayari lang is, meron kang extra money, pero let's say may 1M ka, pero sanay ka na 20,000 a month lang kinikita mo. At the end of the day, you will always find a way to spend that money and throw it. Diba?
Okay.
Kasi hindi ka nag-increase ng financial thermostat mo. And now the question is, how do you increase that thermostat? And the only answer is personal development. developing your mindset, developing yourself, increasing your thermostat through continuous personal education. So that's what I know.
How about you, Gio? Anything that you might add or any thoughts into it?
Right now, we're talking about personal development, reinvesting the 1 million. But I have a question to who earned their 1 million already, si Don, right? You already earned your 1 million before. More than 1 million. Francis pa.
Wala akong 1 million dito.
Wow. Sure, pare.
Pinautang ko na lahat.
Pinautang na lahat.
Umiikot.
So the question is, once you get that sweet 1 million in your hands and you already have this information na, okay, I'm gonna reinvest it, is there a temptation to just spend it on useless things or luxuries? Did you encounter any temptation?
Yeah, to be honest, until now, there's this temptation to, like for example, in my business, iniisip ko, pwede na ako bumili ng sports car kung gusto ko eh. Mm-hmm. Pero iniisip ko yung people that are behind my business. Kasi when I do business, I always look at the people. I always look at my team. And that's why most of my people are really loyal to me. They're working really their butts off to build this company. Kasi they know that I will always give it back to them. So may temptation pare, pero iniisip ko, paano ko matutulungan yung mga tao? Kasi let's be honest, no? If you work as an employee, you will never get ahead in life at the end of the day. Hindi mo ma-advance sarili mo. But if yung owner, business owner, may malasakit dun sa mga tao niya, and yung intention is really to give back to them what they're putting in back into that company. Diba? Sabi ko, I can make a difference in these people's lives. So personally, may temptation pare, pero I always look at my people. How can I help them advance their lives?
Thank you. Go, Francis.
I think okay na yan eh. Ano masabi? Ano ma-add? So, if you have any questions, you can also read Don's book, which is Break Free by Don Soriano. So, you can check that out. I think it's available in National Bookstore.
No, it's not yet.
Not yet. Good. Very exclusive, see? So, so you can contact him.
Yeah, you can visit my Facebook page. Yeah. Facebook.com/IamDonSoriano. It's only available there right now.
All right. So basically, I would just like to thank again our co-host today and our guest speakers, mm-hmm. Don and Doms, and also Gio for taking time
today.
Thank you too. So we'll wait for you again next time, guys, for sure. The next episode. So stay tuned. Thank you for listening to Millions. Yeah.
Millions is co-produced by Francis Dolohan, Camille Rodriguez, and Ain Ong in cooperation with Leverage.ph and Coco Pod Club. The music in this podcast is Open Those Bright Eyes by Kevin McLeod of Incompetech.com. For more information about this podcast, visit www.leverage.ph or www.cocopod.club.